All right. Anyway, it's Monday. It's crunch time. It's the final segment. It's time for this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
The Richter Scales, where I, Nick, bring up the biggest news stories and events from the weekend, and Steve and Alex, they rate its impact. And we begin with some big injuries and big pitchers being put on the DL. First was Jakob deGrom, who was going to be on the DL after conflicting reports said that he was actually going to start tonight of all nights, but it turns out when you hyperextend your pitching elbow, you should take some time off.
Not good.
The Dodgers then put Clayton Kershaw on the DL. Clayton Kershaw. With left bicep tendonitis, Kershaw has had some injury-induced seasons the past 3 or 4 years, and the Dodgers last year used the 10-day DL to their advantage, resting their starting pitching. So which pitcher on the DL will have a bigger impact on their team?
DeGrom or Kershaw?
Bigger impact on the team. So who has the better rotation beyond them?
Yeah, that's interesting because the Mets thought they were going to have a guy who was a former ace as a four.
Yeah.
He's now out of a job. They got Syndergaard. They got Mats. They've got Maeda. And that's right, Ryu's on the 10-day. Hill's on the 10-day.
They lost Corey
They
Seager.
Just went. They just brought up that kid. The kid who started the combined no-no, Walker Buehler. I think the Mets are built better.
Yeah,
so
I think the Dodgers, right?
I think the Dodgers. That's way more devastating to the Dodgers.
Just only because they're already dealing with the injuries to other guys.
I mean, if they go on a losing streak and he loses the two starts, I mean, all of a sudden they're 10, 11 games back and without their shortstop, and now they got to worry every time Kershaw goes out. Yeah, that's bad.
I'm on board with that. Also happening in baseball this weekend, Albert Pujols got his 3,000th career hit against the Mariners. Mike Trout had a highly impressive series against the M's as well, where he hit .643, had 5 extra base hits, and not to be outdone, as Steve mentioned, the Dodgers threw a combined no-hitter against the Padres in the Mexico series, and Gerrit Cole had a 16-strikeout performance for the Astros. How impressive was the weekend in baseball?
Yeah, I watched a lot of baseball.
Gotta love that combined no-hitter, right?
4 pitchers.
Yeah, right?
And, The dude who closed it out was in no mood. It was a whiff, little pop-up, and then another whiff. So, mixed in with the baseball and the hockey and the derby and the fact that I just found myself able to watch a lot of it, plus the Yankees continue to roll with another sweep, rallying from Big to take down Cleveland. So, do I need a number?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a 9 baseball weekend for me.
Yeah, and baseball kind of needed a huge weekend like that to steal some of the eyeballs from hoops and hockey. So yeah, I'd put it at 8.5 for me.
The NBA playoffs are insane as always. LeBron is carrying the Cavs to a 3-0 lead. The Celtics won a game on the road for the first time this postseason. They're up 3-0. In the West, the Warriors and Rockets both have 3-1 leads. But the big news out of the NBA is that the Pistons fired head coach Stan Van Gundy after 4 seasons and 1 playoff percentage. He finishes with a .463 winning percentage and never won a single playoff game in his one appearance. Going back to his Miami and Orlando days, Gundy managed 7 playoff appearances in 8 seasons.
Wow.
So how surprising was this decision by the Pistons?
It shouldn't be, right? I like him. Like, I like him
He's
as
okay.
a coach. I like him as, yeah. But he just, for whatever reason, has never been able to do it. It's really odd to me.
Well, like I said, they were irrelevant.
Yeah.
And that's not good. I mean, we always said fans showing up and calling shows like this that are angry and up in arms, at least you've ignited their passions.
Yes.
From what I heard, the Pistons fans were like, the Red Wings stink. The Pistons stink. Tigers aren't really good. When's Michigan season start?
And they traded for Blake Griffin.
Right,
like, we should be talking about that.
They're on the hook for that also.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's brutal. The worst part about it is nobody really cares.
Yeah, so your question was, how surprising is it?
Yes.
None.
Yeah, like a 1.
A 0.
Yeah.
Okay. NHL playoff update. The Caps Pens play game 6 tonight. The Caps are looking to throw the monkey off their back and get into a conference final for the first time since 1997. The Jets and Preds game 6 tonight as well in Winnipeg. The Lightning take down the Bruins to get their third conference final in 4 years, and the Knights took out my Sharks, continuing to ride Marc-André Fleury on the incredible hot streak that he is on. How was the weekend in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
The games weren't really that great.
I'm going to preface it by saying I didn't watch any of it.
There were some open netters to ice it. There was a blowout. So considering what it's been, I would say it was one of the lesser weekends of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, because I'm usually operating at 8.5, 9, 9.5. I'm going to give it a 6.
All right.
And it's only a 6 because Boston got eliminated. It could have been a 5.
Mine's like the N with the slash and the A. So, like, not
available.
Yeah.
All right. The Kentucky Derby had Justify break a 136-year-old curse of Apollo, being the first 3-year-old to win the Derby who did not race as a 2-year-old. And another curse kept on rolling as Steve incorrectly picked the wrong horse in the Derby for the 24th.
No, I correctly picked the wrong horse.
Congratulations.
Yeah, correctly picked the wrong horse for the 25th straight year with who he had Mendelsohn, as he put on Twitter, who finished dead last, 73 lengths behind first and 24 lengths behind 19th in the mud.
Boy.
How cursed is Steve's gambling?
No, it's
Derby. Oh, no, it's like a 9.5. No, like you.
That's low.
No, like when you talk about your gambling on this show now, like every single time you talk about it, you're like, "Well, I just threw that $50 away."
Hey,
every single time.
I still have Cleveland to win it.
When was the last time you won something?
Over the weekend, actually.
Oh, okay.
Hit some horse races. Just didn't hit the Derby.
Just didn't hit the big one.
Remember, it's one race a year. But
0 for 25? Come on.
24. But I've hit some Preakness and Belmonts and
Preakness.
A million other races.
Yeah, Preakness.
Both of you should be stabbed. More importantly was they're literally about to load. And my grandson goes, "Could we watch Peter Rabbit now?" And I'm like, "You're going to have to wait." And I said, "At least another 204 and 6. So there you go.